Welcome, everybody. Share number 1025. We're learning today. Le'ilei nishmas Moshe Dov ben Rav Aaron Zissel. Le'ilei nishmas Blima bas Rav Moshe and Refuah Shalema Sara Fega bas Leina Chamash. Takav Refuah Shalema Pesach Shechay Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Mechaba, extinguishing a fire. Okay, we started talking about last year in reference to, it was actually the introduction, to the various different shilas which come up whereby a candle is lit, a candle, a candelabra, a leichter, possibly Hanukkah candles, Shabbos candles, whatever it might be, is lit near a door, near a window. And the question was, we spoke about, is one allowed to open that door? Is one allowed to open the window? It's hot inside. I have to open the window and get some fresh air. One second, it's right. The leichter is right near the window. Now, if I open up the window, it could blow out the candles. I have my Hanukkah candles right near my door. Right, if I open up my door, a wind could come in and the door is to the outside. It's going to blow out the candles. Am I allowed to do that? In other words, my action, by me doing it, it's causing it's letting the wind in, it'll blow it out. Number one. Number two, we spoke about also possibly the door itself. When I open the door quickly, right, it could cause a wind and also blow the candles. I saw another interesting shaila in the Sefer Yisrael Lach, it's possibly, whereby if somebody walks by quickly, burning candles. In other words, it's, I have my leichter burning, I walk by quickly. Is that a problem? I cause a wind, right? Somebody walks by quickly, sometimes they'll cause a wind. So we went through a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah just to begin. I want to just read from the beautiful Sefer Shaina Halachis, which is actually written by the Heiliger Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, a short version of the Mishnah Berurah with the Sharetzim, Bir Halacha, everything put together, Shulchan Aruch, of course, and so on. A little bit of the Chazar Nish mixed in. So Lemaisa, he brings down, he starts off in our Simon is actually Simon Reish Ayin Zayin. He says like this, Delas Sheniftachas Lefonim Umeachareha Munach Babayis Ner Dalak, a door that swings open, opens up actually inside, and behind it is sitting candles, right? One that has candles, the door opens inside. We'll see soon, it's not a major difference, but that's as far as the door. But what about the wind from outside? He says, Bein shel shemen, bein shel shava, whether you have candles from oil. We spoke about last time, oil is sometimes different when the oil is on the table or the oil is on a place whereby you're going to move the foundation in a place and time where one is allowed to move it, you know, taking without the halachas of muksa right now. If it's not muksa, whatever the case is, they have to move the table. We spoke about the oil going, swishing near the candle, swishing away from the candle. That's both making the candle burn better, making the candle burn less. We spoke that was a problem. But in this case, we're talking about, he says, he brings down that whether it's oil, whether it's regular wax, is asur l'ftayach adalas shemiyach benu haruach. One is not allowed to, straight up, one is not allowed to open the door. We're afraid they might blow out the candles. Again, any type of candles, it could be oil, it could be wax, it could be Hanukkah candles, it could be a leichter from Shabbos, it could be whatever the case is, just stomach candles burning behind, it could be yahrzeit candle, whatever it is. So we're afraid, one is not allowed to open the door, we're afraid the wind will come and blow it. So now the question was, we started out saying that we're talking about a door that swings open. So now what about a door that swings outside or another door? I'll just open the door very slowly. Is that a problem? So he says further, again, this is a sort of like a, if you want to call it a short version, but he puts together from the Mishnah Berurah, Sharetzion, and the Bir Halacha, everything together in a short version whereby we could understand it very good. That's why it goes, you know, line after line explaining what it's all about. So he says like this, Vafilu Peseach Adelas Benachas Mikol Makam Heruach Abba Mibachutz Menashev. Even if you're going to tell me that, I'll open up the door slowly. We saw this in the Mishnah Berurah last time and last year, that we're afraid that the wind is going to come from outside. Vafilu ein haruach menashev ata. You'll tell me one second. Now there's no wind outside. I looked out the window. There's no wind, so maybe I could open the door, even though my candles are burning behind the door. Vafilu ein haruach menashev ata gam ken yesh leser. There are those who say, no, you can't do that either, because we're afraid. V'chol rega v'rega haruach menashev yefsha lahavchin bezeh. We spoke about last time, person walks in the street, you never know, a wind could stop blowing at any second. The same thing, you open the door even slowly, a wind could just burst in at that minute and just blow out the candles. Oh, so now he brings down, like we saw again in the Mishabura, v'makam hadchak, yesh lahakol kashay minashavata. V'makam hadchak, somebody is stuck. Listen, I gotta open the door, whatever the case is. I have to go in, I have to go out, somebody's at the door, and I didn't realize, I put the candles there. Okay, obviously we realize that one should be careful not to light the Hanukkah candles there. One should be careful not to light the candelabra there. Be it as it may, it was lit, it was done. Now what do? I gotta get in and out, or somebody's at the door. Whatever the case is, v'makam hadchak, yesh lahakol, what we are mako b'makam hadchak, if there's no wind blowing now. In other words, if you look outside, you see, oh, one second, the trees are blowing, there's a wind, it's blowing, and it's it might be even a stronger wind, even a lighter wind, whatever the case is. Wind is blowing, trees are rustling back and forth, right? So then you can't open it. Even b'shas hadchak, you can't open it. But over here we say, I look outside, no wind, trees are steady, nothing's blowing. You'll say it's going to blow at any second, but there are those who are mekel b'shas hadchak, k'shebeseach adelus benachas la'at at. You open the door slowly, right? Why? Because we're afraid, not just the wind from outside, but when you're opening the door inwards, in other words, it's a door, let's say, that goes inside, you swing it open too fast, you cause a wind, and again, you blow out the candles. So we open up the door slowly. Shelo yigrem hadelus gufa laruach sheyavei. The one should be careful that it shouldn't cause a wind and it's not blowing outside. Then it would be okay. Again, b'makam adchak. Just stam to do this. One should be careful not to do it, but they need to do it. It's by the door. What am I going to do? So b'makam adchak would be okay. Now the question comes up. What about by the window? Good. That's okay. By the door, we see. I understand. I have to go in and out. Whatever the case is. What about by the window? I'm hot. I push it. I need a little bit of air. All of a sudden, it's warmer than I thought it would be. I got to open the window. How could I open the window? But now I have the candles, the leichter is burning near the window, right? Or the Hanukkah candles are burning near the window, or there's a candle, yortzeit candle, whatever it is, there's candles burning near the window. I didn't realize I would have to open the window. So he goes further, he explains, the same halachas would apply by a window, let's say the table, right? The leicht is on the table, and the table's near the window. A lot of times you have it along the wall, there's windows. So I can't open the window. So, again, the same thing. Again, initially one should be careful not to put it, where it's right there, but again, b'makam adchak, I have to open the window. It's warm in here, whatever. I need a little fresh air. And I look outside. Again, I look outside. I see it's not blowing. Again, if it's blowing, you can't open it up. It's blowing. I'll open the window. 1, 2, 3, it blows out. Then I can't do. I look outside. It's calm. No wind. Okay, then I could open the window. Again, the same thing. V'chein adim b'chalein k'shegen neged haner sh'ala sholchem. V'chol zedavka, he says further, does the shayna locha is, v'chol zedavka k'shehu neged b'sichas hadalas mamish. All this is going by when it's mamish connected the opening of the door, mamish v'kari v'ladalas, and it's close to the door. Right. In other words, it's not at the other end of the room, for example. In other words, how close? V'chol zedavka k'shehu neged b'sichas hadalas mamish v'kari v'ladalas be'inyan she'kishe yiftach hadalas. In other words, how close? In other words, when I open the door, if there's a wind, in other words, it's close enough. If I open the door, it's going to blow out the candles. So that's how close where we'd have the problem. So in other words, if you have the candles on the other side of the room, or it's not mamish right by the door, whatever the case is, it's further away. You have to worry, a wind might come and it's going to blow, throughout the room, throughout the house, whatever the case is. It's only a question over there, where it's mamish keneged the delas, mamish v'kar v'ledas. Okay, then he says, we'll try and talk about that a little bit more. Then he says further, v'linol hadelas, what about closing the door? Good, the door's open. The door was open, let's say, from before Shabbos. The window was open from before Shabbos. I just want to close it now. Is that a problem? Right? Could I close it? V'linol hadelas keneged and there is mutter. That would be okay. I want to now close it. I didn't, whatever the case is, but I have the candles burning there, so that he says that's no problem closing the door. Of course, you do it slowly. You don't want to make a big wind. You do it slowly, you could close the door, that's no problem. Closing the window is no problem. It's only a question of opening. Okay, so that's basically the foundation of our halacha. We'll try and go a little bit more and see some more details, or maybe some other different cases, like if somebody runs by your candles, is there a problem over there, and so on. Upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.